Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 17th of August. Let's get this Farmers Monday start off to the right foot with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, under God, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, 95% or more of your time during a long-term crisis will be spent doing routine domestic matters, including laundry. Check out Maytag Ringer washers. They haven't been made for about 30 plus years. They are dependable, they work, and they can be easily converted to run on bicycle power, believe it or not, pedal power. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri is 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you.
Good to have you, sir. We already have a caller. It's one of our Republic Broadcasting hosts, and it's Mr. Steve Elkins. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning to you guys. Question for you here. I've noticed down here in Central Florida where I live, I can't specify where, I'm seeing an increased activity in firearms trainings from law enforcement. Really excessive out there every day. The firing range is very, very busy. And evidently there is some training going on. Anything going out your way there that you think is building up for something that's coming our way, as why law enforcement now is increasing their activity of firearms training?
Yeah, we've seen an increase in training here. John, have you seen an increase in your county?
Well, I have a question for Steve. Is this a public range or a private police range?
No, it's a private police range. As a matter of fact, right. I've never seen so many police officers leaving on one specific day. There was a lot of activities near my house. I can hear them. And then the road preceding getting into my neighborhood, and I saw 12 cars in a row, police officers coming down that road, and I've never seen that many. So they're doing some kind of training session. I just wonder what's going on, what they expect to be happening here in the future. I mean, that's the reason you train as much as they're doing right now. There's something brewing. There's something going on here.
Okay. I don't have any definitive answer, Sam, do you?
not about his specific area, but I do think that you're going to see an increase in training, and you're going to see an increase in outside guns brought into this country. Everybody's expecting incredible amounts of civil unrest in October and November. And I think it's going to, the violence in this country is going to increase dramatically. And a lot of people are getting prepared for this.
Okay, well, that's a good question. Other question here. I know that there's an ammunition shortage right now. I've been trying to buy some here and there where I need to and stock up. But I noticed that they're drying up pretty fast, at least the local gun stores are, and then online is difficult to buy what I want. You think we're going to see a big increase in the black market on ammunition coming into this country?
I don't know about the black market. I think you're going to see a tremendous increase in people hand loading their own ammunition. They're not going to have a choice.
Okay. So I guess we should be buying reloading supplies then too.
You should absolutely be buying reloading presses, primers, powders, brass, and bullets, because there just isn't any ammunition for sale. I buy from four of the five largest distributors of firearms and ammunition in the country. There's not a single round of 9mm in stock, not a single round of 40 Smith & Wesson in stock, and not a single round of 45 ACP in stock, and no 223 ammo in stock. What does that tell you about the situation of the country?
Yeah. Well, that's it for me, guys. You guys have a great show. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the call. Call number is 800-313-9443. Well, people are waiting with bated breath to hear the firearms tip of the week. Sam?
Yeah, we have a little drill I want people to do for the firearms tip of the week. I want you to go into a room with your handgun or your AR. Take two spare magazines that are empty. Make sure your weapon's clear. Make sure you bring no ammunition into the room at all. And I want you to take some boxes or some cardboard or some paper and tape it up around. And I want you to put six numbers around the room, large numbers, maybe 8 inches tall, on these piece of papers. Write this number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And I want you to spread them around the room. Now, I want you to get a towel or a small piece of carpet or something, lay it on a counter or table, and just sit down and relax in a stool or a chair. Spread that soft covering over the counter or the table that you're on. And I want you to look up, and I want you to look at these numbers that you've spread around the room one at a time. And when you see an odd number, I want you to say threat. When you see an even number, I want you to say safe. And while you're doing that, I want you to reload your gun, change magazines, run your bolt home, do your press check with your fingers, not your eyes. And I want you to go back and forth and do 10 mag changes. See if you can do that in less than a minute and a half. And the reason we do this drill is to learn to keep our head up and continually scan for threats, and not use our vision to operate our weapon system. We don't need our eyes to operate our weapon system. We need our eyes to detect threats and to give us situational awareness. We need the ability to run our gun with our hands. And I want you guys to do this drill. And I've done it in less than 60 seconds. I've seen a lot of students do it in less than a minute and 15 seconds. If you can't do 10 mag changes in less than a minute and a half, you're in real trouble. You need help. But you can't look at your weapon. You can't look at your magazine to pick it up. You can't look at your magazine to load it. You can't look at your gun to close your slide or hit your bolt release. You have to continually scan with your eyes from number to number, both eyes open. And that's my tip of the week. Work on that drill and see how you do.
That's a good drill, and
we don't expect people to have it down pat the first time, the second, or even the third time. It's going to take practice, practice, practice to get it right. Correct, Sam?
Well, and more importantly, yeah, that's absolutely true. But even just as important as that comment is that it will show you where your technique is deficient. If you have to look down to find your magazine, or you have to look down at your bolt release, or you have to look at your slide to figure out where or how to grab it, you know you're in trouble. Got to keep your eyes up, keep them moving while you're operating your weapon.
Absolutely. Well, you've watched me, if you're paying attention at the concealed carry class, where I'll take a Browning high power 9mm pistol and hold it behind my back and completely field strip it down to all the various parts. And I tell my students, if you want to defend your life with a semi-automatic pistol, you need to be able to do this as well. You have to be intimately familiar with all the parts of that pistol so that when you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning with your kitchen door being broken, you don't have to guess about where the parts are or how they function, correct?
That's a beautiful statement, because intimately familiar is what we want to talk about, and it's not about eyesight. Intimately familiar means that you know where the slide release is, you know where the bolt release is, you know where the safety is, you know where the trigger is, you know where your charging handle is. You don't have to look at the gun to determine where these things are. You already know by feel where everything is. And that is when you are intimately familiar with the weapon system.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I also advise my students, typically, if a concealed carry student is still employed and raising a family and has all the obligations that people have, they're frequently not going to want to take the time necessary to gain that familiarity with the pistol, to go to the range the necessary amount of time. And for these people who aren't willing to do that, which is a large group of people, I advise them to get revolvers so they can still be pretty safe with a much more simplistic piece of equipment with no safety, no magazine that can be separated, and just simple, as opposed to semi-automatic. Correct, Sam?
Well, the less training you do, the more likely you are to perform better under stress with a revolver. If you don't train at all, the revolver is probably your thing. I'll say this, it's a humongous disadvantage not to be able to reload quickly. You know, now Jerry Michalik can reload his revolver after taking 6 shots and take 6 more shots in 2.99 seconds. Most of us aren't going to shoot the 4.8 million rounds that it takes to get that fast. So, and it also, Jerry did that during the day. He didn't do it in the dark. And it's a difficult thing to reload a revolver in the dark. And so you've got 6 shots. Unless you've got 2 revolvers, you've probably got 5 to 9 shots in a revolver. And I don't think I've ever seen a revolver with more than 9, but the 22s have more rounds in them, but they're not very powerful. So a revolver is a huge disadvantage. I would much prefer you had some magazines preloaded and you got some training and you could operate that semi-auto in the dark. But I want to say this caveat. I want to repeat this. If you do this drill we recommend, under no circumstances should you have any ammunition of any kind in the same room where you do your dry fire practice. It is unsafe. It is dangerous if you bring any ammo in the room. Now, can you have snap caps in your magazines? Yes, you can. But you need to make sure that your magazines are completely empty, your gun and chamber are completely empty, and you are in a room where you cannot reach any live ammo under any circumstances because there is no ammo in the room. Don't violate those principles. If you do, you do that at your own risk, and you have the potential of hurting yourself or someone else.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. Safety, safety, safety. Another hard-clad safety thing for myself is do not touch firearms or ammunition if there's been any consumption of alcohol. Your response?
Alcohol and guns clearly do not mix. And it's any drug, anything that is a mood-altering or a behavior-altering substance that goes into your body generally is not something that's going to mix with firearms or firearms training. And so now when I say mood altering, you know, I eat a nice ribeye steak. I'm in a little bit better mood, but that's not what I'm talking about.
That's qualified. No.
depressants, stimulants, alcohol, and alcohol is a drug. It's a depressant. Okay, there's all kinds of drugs and chemicals, but anything that will alter your mood significantly is not something you want in your body while you're training with your firearm.
Before we get to our next caller, something that surprised, shocked, and disappointed me. It's a tradition here in the Ozarks that have meat shoots for many, many decades. I don't know how many, but probably 70-plus years. And I know one of the local meat shoots, which is very popular, it's at a facility where you can sit inside and they open a back window and shoot out the window at the targets. And inside, the men, it's almost all men, there's occasionally a woman, the men sit there and drink beer all afternoon, including the chief of police and deputy sheriffs, by the way, and consume beer and discharge firearms. And I was shocked, surprised, disappointed to see that, but I'm not going to change this. And they even got liability insurance, Sam, if you can believe that.
I can't.
I know. I was shocked. let's get to our next caller here. John in Florida. Good morning, John.
Yes. The other day I bought a spear gun because we have all kinds of fish here at the Palm Beach Inlet. And I'm seeing the grocery store prices increase. And like you said, or someone said last week, you know, the meat manager or the manager might order 800 things and 400 are coming in. I'm seeing shortages even here in Florida. So, you know, and the spear guns, you know, they're being bought up. The dive flags are all being bought up. I'm sure the fishing poles are. You know, people are out there on the causeway. A lot of people out there fishing now. You know,
well,
so
that's,
buy it now if you can.
Yeah, that's because of the economy. You know, when people lose their jobs, they can't afford to feed their family or pay their mortgage, and they're going to look for alternative food sources. John, I just want you to know that you're my favorite caller in the history of radio shows. Spearfishing is my favorite topic. It always puts a smile on my face. I've been spearfishing for, I want to say, over 53 years now, and I just love the topic. Anything else you want to talk about on spearfishing?
Well, I've always borrowed someone else's. 40 years ago, my dad and I went scuba diving that summer four times a week, but this is the first time I ever bought my own. So,
good for you. Very cool.
I need to buy a book, actually, because we have so many different variants of fish here, and I know, like, the parrotfish aren't going to be very good, but... And we have lionfish. We're told kill them on the spot because they're an invasive species. But you know, figure out which ones are good. You know.
Now, do you have a 6 or 8 inch PVC tube? Do you know how to make a lionfish magazine?
No, but we used to make slurp guns.
Okay.
40 years
ago.
So
what you do is you take a piece. This is how we lionfish. Because like you said, lionfish are an invasive species, but their dorsal fin tips are poisonous. They will cause you big problems if they poke you. And so the way that we handle lionfish, we don't handle them like grouper or snapper or hogfish. The way we handle lionfish is we take a strap, a nylon strap, and we screw it to a piece of PVC tubing that's 6 to 8 inches in diameter. And if you want to hang on after the break, I'll get into how to make the lionfish magazine.
Okay, we'll get a little instruction here. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Amsoil, the finest quality synthetic lubricants. This is Firearms Monday, and we're visiting with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. If you've got a question, would like to have a custom rifle built, sign up for some training, which would be a great thing to do, just give Sam a call at 417-718-2597. And we're going to hear how to build a special device to capture a very special fish. Go ahead there, Sam.
Generally speaking, the hogfish snapper is considered the finest tasting fish. And then there's grouper and regular snapper and all kinds of other fish available that you can eat. But there's an invasive species in the Gulf of Mexico and on the east coast of the Atlantic called the lionfish. And it is almost as good tasting as a hogfish snapper. The hogfish snapper is this pure white meat that has no fishy taste at all. It's probably the most expensive thing you'll find if you go into a seafood facility to buy seafood. because it is the best tasting fish, and hogfish snapper are excellent and they're highly desired. Now, the lionfish don't grow as big as the hogfish snapper, but they're extremely tasty. They're white meat, no fishy taste. They're very desirable, and you're helping that ecosystem by cleaning the hogfish off the reefs and out of the areas of the Gulf of Mexico and the East Coast. They're not natural species. The problem with the lionfish is the dorsal fins are poisonous. So the way that we handle them is we don't shoot them with our regular spear gun. We carry a small pole spear with an electric band. The lionfish are fearless. You can swim right up to them. And you spear them with this pole spear, which has no barbs on it. And then you stuff them in this PVC tube that you make. So you take this PVC tube that's 8 inches in diameter, and you drill a few holes in it so it can fill with water quickly, you know, probably 8 or 10 quarter-inch holes. And you cap one end of it solid. And then you take a thick, sturdy funnel and you put the funnel down into the other end of the tube like you're going to fill it with something. But you let it rest on the end of the tube, the funnel, and then you epoxy the funnel to the tube. Now, before you do that, you cut the funnel from the narrow end to the big end in about six to eight places. I like eight because it makes it easier getting the fish in. Now, when you spear this lionfish with your pole spear, you take your pole spear and the fish and you stuff it into the tube through the funnel, and the fish can't get back out because the funnel plastic is flexible. It'll flex when you throw it in there, but it'll spring back to a small hole when you get out, and the lionfish can't get out of the tube. It can't sting you. You don't have to handle it with your hands. Works fantastic. You take a little strap and you screw it to this funnel thing, so when you get in the water and you're diving, you've got this magazine on your over your shoulder, and you've got your regular fish stringer, which is light bulb shape, traditional light bulb shape, on your other hip. And you can, as you come across various game, you can spear your grouper with your regular spear gun. And if you see a group of lionfish, you can pop 4 or 5 of them quickly, stuff them in your tube, and keep moving and not burn a lot of oxygen in your tank.
Amazing. You get all that, John?
How long is the PVC tube, like three foot?
Depending on how tall you are, 2.5 to 3 feet. But you can, in a 2.5 foot tube, you can stuff 20 lionfish in that thing.
Mm-hmm. And you don't glue the cap. You just put it on, and so you can pop the cap back off. I would think.
No, you glue. You don't want to glue the cap. What you want to do is put a pin through it that's removable, so you can take it off easy, but it won't come off in the water.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Okay. I'm going to be looking at how to build one of them. There's still probably a slurp gun. We used to do that. We're left for tropicals. We get tropicals, but it's illegal to get the tropicals out here now, which it should be.
I like to have a stop about 15 inches on the pole spear, or what you call a slip gun. I like to have a stop on it so you don't go too far in, you don't go too far through the lionfish, and that way you don't have to worry about it working up towards your hand as you stuff him in the funnel and stinging you.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the call, John.
Have a good day.
Amazing the different directions we go on this show, but it's something, spearfishing is very popular, and I'll hope some help some people. We have a break. Be right back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in
Jerry Moore here on Monday, the 17th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm really pleased that we now have the daily intelligence briefing back on my website, updated daily, put together by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent. If you want to know what's going on in the world on a daily basis, that's where you go, on a daily basis. Right next to that, the Phoenix model of the mosquito net mask, a face mask made from mosquito netting. This is great. You can be in compliance with these silly rules that require you, such as Phoenix, Arizona, in the state of Arizona, to wear a mask outside when it's 115 degrees in the shade. How insane is that? Or to ride public transportation in Philadelphia. If you don't wear a mask here, the police will, and we saw a video this morning, 10 officers dragging this man off a public transportation because he was not wearing a mask. So the mosquito net face mask will allow you to do that and still be able to breathe. If you have arthritis pain, you need an engine cleaner. I use mine every night. I do. Seriously. And of course, I do something your healthcare provider is highly unlikely to do. I provide a 90-day money-back guarantee on the engine cleaner. You want to sleep as good as a small child every night like I do? Get yourself an engine cleaner. So check it out. the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it. Everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment at my website at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, I have a toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, this is Firearms Monday, and he has a Facebook page. You can check out the training there if you want some high quality, world-class training with rifles, shotguns, pistols. Just go to his website at his Facebook page, Freedom Center USA. If you got a question or want to sign up for a class, just give him a call at 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, I think you're going to see people gravitate towards alternative food sources. Growing your own garden is a great idea. Learning how to spearfish or how to fish or how to hunt is a good idea. But keep in mind, all of the easy food is going to be taken fairly quickly. You need to stockpile food in ways that can be stored long term. And I like to have a very good mix, even if you have the ability to can and jar food or freeze food. If you have your own propane tank, your own generator that can run those freezers, that's great. But I really like to have a mix of freeze-dried food. It's light, it's dense. You can take a lot of it with you if you're forced out of the area where you've done the majority of your prepping. And it's a huge advantage to be able to be mobile in case things get too hot in the area where you've decided to set up shop.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. And on top of that, it's tasty and nutritious, isn't it?
Yeah, freeze-dried food, if you have the ability to get clean water, boil water, you can carry a year's worth of freeze-dried food basically in a plastic bin that you would maybe store sweaters in or something like that. It's an incredibly dense way to store food. My wife and I buy food in these freeze-dried food buckets, and they have foil pouches inside the buckets that are sealed. And we get rid of the buckets and just put the pouches in these large bins. I can throw four large bins of freeze-dried food in my pickup truck in less than 2 minutes.
Right.
And we can drive away with 3 years' worth of food for me and my wife.
Absolutely. Well, as Mylar pouches are very durable. They protect the food from harm. And I now have a sponsor that offers all his food is GMO-free, and much of it is organic, Simply Clean Foods. And he told me his warehouse is stocked with enough food to feed 400 families for 2 years. So he's got a good in-house inventory. And his food comes from South America and Germany, by the way. It's hard to get GMO-free food in this country.
Yes.
Because there's issues with cross-contamination. You may have an organic farm that's wonderful but on one hand, but cross-contamination from GMO farms nearby can really ruin your whole day, can't it?
Yeah, it can do a lot of damage. If you're looking for GMO food and you find it, it's probably a good place to start buying.
Non-GMO,
correct.
Correct, absolutely. All right, well, let's get back to the topic of the day. What training is coming up at Freedom Turn USA that people need to know about, Sam?
Okay, so currently this week, starting on Thursday the 20th, we have a basic handgun course. Then the 21st, we have an enhanced handgun course. Then the 22nd and the 23rd, we have a basic tactical carbine course. Now, on the 27th, we do the same thing all over again. On Thursday the 27th, we have a basic handgun course. On Friday the 28th, we have an enhanced handgun course. And on the 29th and 30th, we have a two-day basic tactical carbine course. These courses are the courses for you if you've never had formal training from a Tier 1 asset person. So if you've been trained on handguns by a cop, you need to get in these courses. If you've been trained by your father, you need to get in these courses. If you've been trained by your mom, you need to get in these courses. This is where you start. I have a lot of people call me and tell me, oh, I've had training. I don't need the basic courses. When are you going to do the advanced courses? And I ask them a simple question. how do you do this with your firearm? And they can't answer it. And I said, sir, that's why you need to be in the basic course. I'm sorry. If you're going to train with us, you need to start with the basic courses.
And that's good advice. And we have, listening to the show this morning, we have people who have actually had high-quality training and own one or more carbines, and other people who will say, what's a carbine? So we have both ends of the spectrum, don't we?
Yeah, and if you're thinking about getting ready to take a course, you need a strong side open carry holster for the handgun courses. You need the ability to carry mag pouches. You're going to need 4 spare mags for your handgun. You're going to need 300 to 600 rounds of ammo, depending on how many days you want to train with your handgun. If you want to take a carbine course, you're going to need 5 spare mags. You're going to need mag pouches on your body that will hold those spare mags for you. You're going to need an ambidextrous charging handle on your weapon system. You're going to need a single point sling. You're going to need 300 to 600 rounds. If it's 1 day course, you're probably going to need 250 to 300. If it's a 2 day course, you're probably going to need 500 to 600 rounds. So getting prepared to train is important, and it is an investment. The ammo is generally more expensive than the class itself. And so you definitely want to invest some time and some money in getting ready for training. And then when you've got the stuff that you need, give us a call. We'll put you in a class.
Now, before we get to our next caller here, let's say I do want to do this, and I've got my total inventory is maybe 500 rounds of pistol ammunition, which I want the training on hand, but I don't want my limited inventory to be used up. Is there a way that Freedom Training USA can help me get the ammo I need for my training?
Well, we don't have enough ammo to provide ammo for everyone that comes to train. So ammo is so short right now that you would be wise to get a reloading machine and buy some brass and bullets while you still can. Absolutely. Because there will come a time in the next... I have a Dillon 1100 reloader on order for a customer. It's been on order for 5 weeks. I mean, he may wait 8 to 10 weeks to get that reloading machine. Right. They're in that big a demand. So it won't be very long where reloaders will be so far behind, manufacturers will be so far behind, you won't even be able to get a reloading press, much less dyes, brass, bullets, or primer, or powders. So you guys need to get on this stuff. The thermal and the reloading stuff is a little bit more expensive. It's not as popular as guns and store-bought ammo. But very soon, all of this stuff's going to be gone. You won't be able to get any of it.
Absolutely. Our next caller is Lane in Texas. Good morning, Lane.
Hello, John and Sam. I've got a question. It's a more of a gunsmithing question. Is that something you want to maybe have me run by you, Sam, or do you do gunsmithing?
Go ahead and ask the question. I think we're okay.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to waste a lot of time if you didn't really get into the fine details of stuff. But on a .38 snub-nosed revolver, because a person has trouble with their pulling the trigger, is it possible or practical to replace the hammer spring on a .38, you know, Colt or Smith & Wesson revolver? Is that something that would be worth the money to do, or just look around for a pistol that's easier to pull the trigger?
John, when he was asking the question and he was talking about the problem, he broke up on my end.
Did you hear it? I did, but let me explain a little bit here. First of all, Lane, we're talking a double-action pistol and a desire to shoot the pistol in double action as opposed to single action, which single action requires no more than 1 pound of pressure on the trigger at the most. Is that your desire, is to be able to shoot this person, if it's not you, to shoot the pistol double action?
I'm looking at self-defense. You know, you're not going to cock it. You're just going to pull the trigger.
Right. And for whatever reason, that can't be done. Sam, his question has to do with modifying the double action snub-nose 38.
Yeah, what was the problem, though? The person's not strong enough to pull the trigger?
Not strong enough to pull the trigger.
Yes. Small hands and short fingers.
Okay, so... Obviously, there are a couple of things you could do to the gun. You could go to a to a hammer spring that maybe is 10 or 15% power. Since you're in Texas, is this person also in Texas with you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you're not dealing in a cold weather situation. So you may be able to reduce the hammer spring. You actually might be able to polish some of the surfaces that operate the hammer and reduce the friction and make the trigger easy to pull that way as well. You can also take the parts out and have them nickel boron nitrided, send them off to WMD Guns and have them nickel boron nitrided and then polish them when they get back. That'll take at least a pound off the trigger pull. But a different revolver with a smoother double-action trigger pull or a single-action might be a better solution for you.
Well, they should have done it. They just bought the thing, and they're wanting to do a concealed carry or license to carry, whatever they call it now, and they should have tried this at the where they bought it. You know, try it before you buy. But, and I even, it's an off brand, I'll be honest with you. And I let them try. I've got a Smith & Wesson Airweight 642, which I consider a fairly light trigger pull. I took that over there, and she couldn't work that either. And I'm just going, well, maybe you better go with the 22. But here's the deal. See, in Texas, I took the course back in 1995 for a concealed carry, and I think that the rules then were, for a revolver, you had to have at least a 38 special, and automatic, you had to have at least a 9mm. In other words, you might want to shoot a 22, but you had to take the test with a 38. Are those kind of rules still in place?
Well, those are done by state. Right. So yeah, every state's different. We got 50 different states. I don't want to get into that on the show. But the bottom line is, if you can't pull a 3-pound trigger, a gun's probably not a solution for you.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that even if she got up there and could manage to pull the trigger, the instructor's probably going to say, you don't have enough left on the grip to control the recoil. And he probably wouldn't let her qualify with it. I'm just throwing this out there just because I told him I'd check on it because they don't know anything about guns.
I mean, there are semi-autos that have 3.5 to 4 pound triggers. Have you taken a trigger gauge and measured the trigger pull on any of these revolvers? Do you know?
No,
do you know what we're dealing with from a physical standpoint?
No, I don't have any actual numbers for you, but I can tell you this: the one they bought, it's all steel. It could be used actually as a boat anchor, actually for a small John boat, but. It's pretty heavy, even compared to my Smith & Wesson. It's heavy, but anyway, she can't even pull the slide back on a semi-automatic. So we tried that too.
Well, I understand that, but you know, in a revolver situation, if she can't pull the trigger, it's useless to her. If you give her a semi-auto with a 17-round mag, and somebody loads the thing for her and puts it on safe. At least she could take it off safe and pull the trigger for 17 rounds. You know, that's not a traditional answer, but at least it's an answer. You know, a lot of times firearms aren't the best solution for a problem. Yeah, and in her situation, that may be it.
If getting a Texas concealed carry permit involves manipulating whatever pistol she chooses, she's not going to get through the class if she can't rack the slide, even if, you know, so that's a non-starter if she wants a concealed carry permit. What I would say, Lane, is have this woman go to a gun store that has a lot of revolvers and pick up and attempt to shoot, dry fire several until she finds one that she actually has the strength to pull the trigger. Otherwise, we're back to what Sam said. Maybe she needs to be looking at something else to defend her life with.
Well, that's, I told them to go to this place that had some really, Smith & Wesson pistols, and they saw the price, and they bought by price, not by quality, what they really needed, and they could save another $150 with this all-steel boat anchor, and I kind of feel responsible because I said, well, 38 revolver is the most safe thing for a woman who doesn't really know a lot about a gun. All she has to do is pull the trigger, but she can't pull the trigger. So I've got to talk them out of it somehow.
Right, right. Has a pistol been fired yet?
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
Has a pistol been fired? Has it been shot?
No, it's still brand new. We just looked at it.
Take it back. If it's unfired, they should refund most of all the money.
It's from a pawn shop, and it is absolutely brand new, but pawn shops are notorious for all sales final. But anyway, I think her husband could use it in worst case. But anyway, all right. Well, I appreciate the time, guys. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. And we have a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of,
but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Firearms Monday, Monday the 17th of August. You want to check out the training available at Freedom Center USA? Just go to the Facebook page, Freedom Center USA. You want to sign up for training? Maybe get a custom rifle built. You have a question for Sam? Give him a call at 417-718-2597. Sam, you know, this is August, the year has just a few months left in it. What a bizarre and strange, this is the most bizarre year I've ever seen in my life. How about you, sir?
Well, it's certainly not the most bizarre for me, but I guess for other people it is. There's a lot of people whose lives have been hurt by this government and by these evil people trying to take control and manipulate elections. And it's the same thing we ran into last time. I want everybody to go to video. It's called band.video. And I want you to watch Shadowgate. It's the full film. It's at band.video. That's the website. And the video is Shadowgate. Right. This is the best whistleblower activity I've ever seen in my entire life. They explain everything that's going on, and they explain who's involved, and they explain how it's done. Both of these people were insiders. They knew they were working on some of the programs that were used to do all of this stuff. And you guys need to understand that there are private corporations out there that through the NSA and through our intelligence agencies tracking information, they copy, they mirror that information to these private organizations. Every phone call, every text, everything about you as a human being gets mirrored to these private corporations. And then they create these events to manipulate the populace and individuals. I mean, the level of evil that's going on right now is incredible. It's real. This isn't conspiracy theory. This is all real. And you need to see it. This video, Shadowgate, it's already had 4 million views.
Right, right. It'll be on my website before the end of the day, Sam. Very well done. We got to tap the hour break. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.